with me.
It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studios for the garden show. And Dwayne Hastad is on the phone. And Dwayne, where are you?
I'm hiding. I'm hiding in the trees, ponderosa pine in the Black Hills.
All right. You got to love the hills.
I've got my wife, Betty, and our two grandkids, Nick's kids, and we took a vacation. So I'm sitting out in front of Mammoth Digs in Hot Springs, South Dakota.
All right. How's it been going for you then?
It's been fun. Yeah, it sure isn't flatland USA out here like we have the grasslands back there. I mean, there's the hills up and down and around and through, and a lot of trees, and learned a lot about the Black Hills. Part of the reason they're called Black Hills is there's a lot of pine trees, Black Hills spruce, ponderosa pine, so from a distance it looks like they're black, so they call them the Black Hills.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the plant of the week is our ponderosa pine. Large pine tree, long needles. And you can tell it's a pine tree because all pine trees have pointed needles, okay? They have a sharp end. Firs have a flat needles at a rounded end, and spruce have a square needle. So you can roll it in your fingers and you can feel four sides to a spruce tree.
Hmm.
So that's how you tell them apart, besides their cones. Their cones are all different.
Okay.
Ponderosa pine, we do have those around the Madison, Dawson, Montevideo area. We usually have Austrian pines, which are a long needle pine too. That's what you usually see around, you know, our area. But the ponderosa is a little thicker, has more needles, also has clusters of two needles, and once in a great while you'll see a cluster of three. That's how you can distinguish an Austrian pine from a ponderosa pine.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So
that's in the details of those evergreen trees.
All right. And they got a lot of them out there, don't they?
Yeah. But, you know, you can always have problems with your plants. And they got a few years ago called a pine bark beetle. Okay. It's just a little beetle, quarter inch long, got into the trees, and it killed a lot of the trees out here. So you see a lot of dead trees that have fallen and then new trees are growing up. And they collect all those dead trees and haul them to the bottoms, and they rot or they have burns. They have bug burns.
All right.
So we got some questions, right?
Yeah, well, we're going to open up our phone lines first, Dwayne. If you have a question for Dwayne, give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301, and I'm sure there's a lot of garden questions out there, Dwayne, because some gardens are looking good. I was over in Dawson and with Terry Overlander, and he has a huge garden, and everything looked good in his garden.
It's amazing. I know string beans are being picked, and peas are being picked. Radishes have been being picked, and we have kohlrabi in our garden. You can pick that. That's great. So there's a lot of things. So for all that hard work and trying to keep the weeds out, and harvest your garden.
Okay. Well, we did our plant of the week, ponderosa pine. What's our horticultural concern of the week, Dwayne?
Crabgrass is coming. We got a little rain the last week. You know, we got an inch, and high humidity, and that gets that crabgrass to grow. And crabgrass is a wide-bladed grass, flat, and then it shoots up like a claw, a crab claw. And it's really juicy. It has moisture in it, so when you mow it, you can hardly mow sometimes. It's so thick. Usually you put a preventer in the spring, and if you did that, you probably don't have a lot of crabgrass. If you're really concerned about it now, you use a product called Q or Quincep. Spray your lawn. You have to spray it a couple times. And it's kind of unusual chemical because it says use it on a hot, hot, hot day. So you're supposed to spray for your crabgrass on a hot day, and you use Q.
Hmm. Yeah, the crabgrass, it's really starting, actually. Some lawns, I go for walks, and some lawns have it pretty good, and some don't, so.
Yeah, it's crabgrass preventer because it's annual grass. It comes up from seeds every year. So if you prevent the seeds from germinating, it's a lot easier than killing it, spraying it.
Yep.
It will die again at first frost. It doesn't like it cold. It's a hot season grass.
Okay. All right, you ready for questions, Dwayne? We got some people calling in. Okay.
Yep.
Well, here's one email from email. When should I be pruning my hydrangea bushes? They are 3 years old and only bloomed the first year. My Japanese lilac tree also only bloomed the first year, although I have never pruned that. Any ideas why they are not blooming?
Yeah, but the first question is, when do I prune my hydrangea? This is not the time to prune your hydrangea because they'll form flower buds now. They're flowering. A lot of the hydrangeas in the Madison, Dawson, Monty area are blooming right now. So you usually prune them after, and other plants after they're done flowering. And so hydrangeas you'd prune late fall, early winter. You can prune them now. You're just going to cut off the flower buds, and that's the reason you grow plants is usually for the flowering. So not the time to prune on your hydrangeas. Why they aren't flowering, it depends on what variety of hydrangeas you got. If you got what is called the original hydrangea, that's that bluish one, it's not probably a plant for our area. If you have Annabelle, the old-fashioned white-blooming one, that should be blooming, and if it's not, keep it moist and put some fertilizer on there. If you have a small Japanese tree lilac, you should do corrective pruning if there's crossing branches or dead branches or too low of branches. Otherwise, I wouldn't be pruning on your Japanese tree lilac a lot.
Okay. Well, is their Japanese lilac tree only bloomed the first year, but it sounds like it hasn't since then. Why is that? And they haven't pruned it.
This past year, I have a Japanese tree lilac that's fairly big, and we had some late frost, cold weather, that I think froze off some of the buds. And so if you have a small tree, it could have froze off some of those buds. And if it's only 3 years old, you got to be patient. Let it fertilize it and let it do its thing. It'll bloom.
Okay. All right. All right, here's another question, Dwayne. This is an established sunburst locust, 20 to 30 years old tree. All around the bottom of it is this white goop. What is it?
I don't know what the goop would be.
Sunburst locust tree.
Sunburst locust is a real fine, small leaf. Actually, it's a huge leaf, but it has small leaflets. And it's really kind of a sparse open tree, you know, a shade filter tree, very pretty tree. Sunburst means that the leaves kind of turn a golden color, so it's a pretty tree. It might be a fungus. If it's goopy, I would definitely spray a fungicide on there and try to dry that up. I don't think that's good to be moist around the base of your tree. If they could take a picture and send it to me, that would be awesome. Or if it's in the vicinity, I'd come and look at it for them. Just let me know where it's at. Usually you don't see that around the base of a tree.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good, I wouldn't think. That's not a good sign.
Okay. All right. Well, my lawn, I know we talked about this before, but I couldn't remember what you called it. It looks like cobwebs in my lawn.
Yeah.
A few cobwebs. What is that?
That's spider mites. It's a mite. It's a little creature. But it's a spider mite that does the cobweb type thing, and they like being in your grass, so you see that. You can spray with a miticide. Spider mites usually attack potentilla bushes, and they're always in evergreen trees.
Hmm. Yeah, my neighbor has a lot of evergreen trees.
Yeah, probably coming from there. You know, we get it in our soybeans too, mites, and on your lawn, and then you usually see it when there's a the mildew in the morning. And so it's not a good thing either, but usually that doesn't hurt or kill your grass.
Okay.
Be more thing, if you do have, you do see a lot of that, if you have potentilla bushes, those are the yellow flowering bushes that were very popular many years ago. they've kind of, the mites have kind of wiped out those plotillas. But if you see your lawn, the hot weather will get rid of those mites too. Well, hot weather will spread them, but it'll help thin out those cobwebs.
Yeah. Is there
We had another question. What?
I was just going to say.
A miticide.
Okay. All right. Getting back to that sunburst locust tree, Dwayne, you mentioned they mentioned that this white goop around it. What possibly could that be?
I would say it's a fungus problem.
A fungus problem, okay.
Yeah, I would spray with a fungicide for sure, but I'd really like to see that so I can see what it is, because I haven't really seen a problem with a locust tree. Locust trees, honey locusts, usually have problems in the where the branches come together, crotches of the tree, they get a fungus problem. So maybe some of that has seeped down to the base of the tree.
Okay. All right, here's
we have a question there on mulch versus compost.
Yeah, I thought that was great. I thought that was a great question. What is the difference between compost and mulch?
Okay, compost is you're going to mix into your soil. Okay, compost is an organic material that you usually, you do compost it or you pile it up. Like you put, wood chips, grass clippings, your leftover scraps, you put it in a pile, and then you turn it over so it decomposes. Okay, so that's decomposed organic material that you work into your, if you have heavy ground or if you have sandy ground, you work that into the soil to get a better organic matter into your soil. That's where the biology lives in your soil. So you want to have a compost pile and put compost into your garden or around your shrubs or into the ground before you plant, or mix it in when you're planting. Mulch, you could have an organic mulch or a wood mulch. That'd be like bark from a tree or ground up wood, or sometimes they grind up pallets. Mulch is something that you put on top of the ground to help hold the weeds down, or put around, put a fabric down and you put mulch on top of that. Also, you can have rock mulch, landscaping rock. That's also called mulch. It's usually a covering to prevent weeds from coming up and protect the roots of the plants.
Okay. Well, I got
that
about,
make sense?
About a minute here, Dwayne. What's happening at Heather? Or what do you want to talk about? That you're out at the Black Hills. What kind of plants do they have out there that we don't grow here in Madison,
we're
around the Madison area?
We're straight west, or the Black Hills is west of Madison, and the zone type is probably about the same temperatures and stuff. So you see very similar plants. The soil type is definitely different, though. You have white soils, in the Badlands, and in the Black Hills, it's red soils. Back home, we have the dark corn-growing soil. So we have definitely places where you grow more crops. Here, they're growing trees and grassland, USA. At Heather, we still got plants in our greenhouses, and we have a lot of, the chemicals and organic materials to help take care of your plants. So if you need anything like that, don't be afraid to stop in at Heather Nursery and Floral in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dwayne. Good garden show this morning, and enjoy the rest of your vacation. Thanks for taking the time on your vacation.
You bet, and I appreciate all the questions, and everybody have a great week.
All right. Dwayne Hasted with Heather Floral and Greenhouse, and that's another garden show.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson. News and weather up next, brought to you by your good friends at Heartland Eye Care Center in Dawson, Canby, and in Marshall.